Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I try to go out there and get as much real information as I can, and the stuff that I don't know that I can't study up on or something like that, I have to go find specialists. And joining me again from her lovely, lovely antique perch in Beaufort, North Carolina, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever done a video stream on anything with a guest.
Oh, wow.
That's only because I didn't know how to get the guest in there to get the guest audio, or otherwise it just would have been me. You know, and especially when you're on, there's long swaths of the time where I'm just sitting there going, So had to wait till I could solve some technical issues. So. You have some, there's some new stuff that has developed, some tragic stuff, some miscarriages of justice stuff. January 6th, what is the, set the stage here, if you would.
Sure, and nobody leave the show early today because we're going to talk about two different people and a couple of the broader issues. Let's start with Joshua James. We've been talking about him for months. He is one of the 24 defendants who are tagged up as belonging to the Oath Keepers organization, facing criminal charges relating to the events of January 6th. Mr. James is not one of the defendants who has been held in prison during this whole time, but he was in prison for about the first 30 days or so. Then a subsequent detention hearing reversed that, and so he's been out with various conditions of release. Joshua James is a recipient of a Purple Heart, and I think somehow the conversation around veterans more broadly in the context of January 6th has somewhat gotten lost, except for places like you and me and this radio show and our listeners. But I just wanted to do a quick drill down that it was back in 2007. This young man was 19 years old at the time. He's now 33. And he was an army private in the turret of an armored truck outside of Baghdad when a dump truck full of 2,000 pounds of homemade explosives blew up the bridge. And that was related by his sergeant at the time, David Allman, to Time magazine. He suffered injuries that were so severe he required surgeries both in Europe and then back in the United States, and took medical retirement, and, you know, his story sort of goes from there. Married, father of three, owns a small business, living in Arab, Alabama. Joshua James is just one of the many defendants who have suffered since January 6th from a prosecution tactic that I think is below the belt, but that I'm seeing in multiple cases. I call it up-pleading or up-charging. And what the prosecutors are doing against January 6th defendants is starting them with one or two charges. So in the case of Joshua James, on March 8th of 2021, he was just charged with an obstruction and essentially a trespass, both of which were, in the scheme of what a person can be charged with, low grade. You know, you probably could have done a plea deal right then and there and walked away. Instead, a year later, and multiple indictments with charges piling on top, Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, gets charged with seditious conspiracy, which you and I, Bill, were just talking about this past Monday, you asked me, what is the highest charge? There's no insurrection charges. There's no treason charges. And I said seditious conspiracy. And lo and behold, last night, just the very next day, essentially, here is Joshua James taking a plea deal for seditious conspiracy. And it broke my heart. I mean, it really did, because I can look at this as a litigation attorney and know that after 14 months of getting beat up by the United States Department of Justice and threatened with the rest of your life in jail and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, it's a little comfort that other defendants who are taking plea deals are ending up with things as light as 30 to 45 days worth of probation.
Can I ask you a question?
$500 fine. Yes, go right ahead.
So what was the reason for them originally focusing on this person? And since everybody at Capitol Hill calls it an insurrection, I guess that's their prerogative to make up the terms and everything else. But we already know it wasn't an insurrection. So correct. where does this idea of seditious thought, or is it seditious conspiracy, or I mean, right. Did they just seditious make this out of whole cloth? Was he even there?
Okay, so let's do three things with that bundle, because that's exactly the right question. The first thing is to say, listen, anybody who accepts a plea deal does not actually admit anything when it comes to January 6th. Specifically. Right. The reason for that is you look at Joshua James's plea deal, and it is long, and it is full of things that have nothing to do with him. Joshua James would not know where the vice president was in a motorcade that day. Joshua James does not know when they talk about Stuart Rhodes publishing something on a website. Okay, that's Stuart Rhodes. Go get a deal with him and put it in his plea deal. So the plea deal that Joshua James that has taken, that America now has the opportunity to read, is the pinnacle of the DOJ finally accomplishing what they've wanted from the beginning, which is to say that the Oath Keepers are responsible for the downfall of America. I mean, that is really where this thing went. That afternoon of January 6th, I'm watching TV. There go all the cameras zooming in. Hundreds of people, total chaos, thousands more come, and the cameras are focusing in on tiny little patches that say Oath Keepers on channel after channel. That's why I've been on this thing since January 6th while it was happening, is because they were targeted from go. And when you look at things like the plea deal of Joshua James and the story that the DOJ puts on these pages, and it starts before January 6th. I'm going to repeat myself and ask this. Why didn't you do anything before to stop? If you thought and you knew and you were already surveilling this group of people, then why didn't you stop it? And Joshua James's plea deal includes a clue that has not been found in thousands of pages to date. This plea deal includes, on November 14 and 15 of 2020, Joshua James met with Stuart Rhodes and others at the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area and at Thomas Caldwell's Virginia farmhouse to begin their plan. Thomas Caldwell is the guy who claims he worked for the FBI. Can you say Michigan Governor Part 2?
Yeah. We'll have to set the stage for that when we get back, though. That one's going to need not so much explaining. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you put out.
Would love to. Find me at 2ampatriot.com, documents, blogs, and a book that you can't find anywhere else.
We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, talking about January the 6th and some of the nonsense going on in that and all those other fun things. And I had to hold you up there, so I don't want to. I was asking where did. So we have an FBI informant there. Did he have a t-shirt saying, "I was in Michigan at this time"? We got an FBI informant there. That's out there, and let's set the stage as far as what we're talking about with Michigan. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer was supposedly going to be abducted, seems like most of the the mental midgets in charge of that operation were FBI informants. Yeah.
Yes, and I think what's telling and educational for us as people is that the prosecution was well underway in that case too, before defense attorneys got hold of materials through the litigation process that revealed the involvement of, I believe it was approximately one dozen. I mean, it was not one or two, you know, it was a dozen or so. And the key point to take out of Michigan is the repeater from the FBI playbook. It's the FBI agent who initiates the plot or plan. So, you know, a bunch of guys might be sitting around an outdoor, you know, cook stove and having a beer and, you know, that president elect, we don't want him in the White House, blah, blah, blah. But then you get the agent provocateur who comes in and who says, well, why don't we do something about it? And it converts from words to planning and from planning to execution. And in this case of the January 6th defendants, specifically the Oath Keeper group, we see Thomas Caldwell from the beginning as the man who is accused of saying, let's get boats and have a quick reaction force to come across the Potomac River. And he goes into all these grandiose plans and is trying to make phone calls and is saying, well, let's get the Oath Keepers aligned with the Proud Boys, and who else can we call in? What about those three percenters? Who are they? So there's a dynamic to Thomas Caldwell, where even one of the multiple attorneys who has represented him says, well, you know, Your Honor, the only thing he was trying to do was he wants to write a movie script. So he was just jumping in to see what it would be like, so that he could write his movie script.
You mean he wasn't serious about calling in the Proud Boys?
Apparently they wouldn't return his phone calls. But
oh,
no,
okay.
No, that is not a fact of the case. I'm simply saying that it was amazing to me and yet not surprising to see that here, buried yet again in a pile of papers, and how many people have time in their day to read these piles of papers churned up by the DOJ, but there it says, it all started at Thomas Caldwell's Virginia farmhouse.
Right.
Caldwell, by the way, has a website. Tucker was kind enough to have Caldwell on his show and not ask him any questions that were probative. And so Caldwell had launched into this whole, we've got a website, save our farm, give us your money. So, yeah, I wouldn't advise going to the website, given, yet again, one more concern about the role of Thomas Caldwell and a young man who had served this country to the point of distinction and military honors. And so the heartbreak for me gets even deeper, because in the sentencing guidelines letter, it specifically says on page 3, there is no guideline provision expressly promulgated for seditious conspiracy. So translation into plain English, this crime is so obscure that even the Federal Sentencing Commission did not address it. That's how remote it is that someone is charged with seditious conspiracy, and what the DOJ twisted into this man's plea deal is the parties agree that the most analogous offense to seditious conspiracy is treason. And that's how they compute the guideline recommended sentence of 7 to 9 years in
right.
federal prison, even
right.
under the plea deal, and a fine of $30,000 to $300,000 at the discretion of the court.
So, now, is this the young man that met the end that you were telling me about?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get to the point where you were talking about what they were actually looking to get and all these other things, because this is, and let's see, we got about, you got about 2 minutes to do that.
Okay, so let me give you one more detail in Joshua James's file before we pivot to Mr. Perna.
Okay.
Tucked in Joshua James's judicial record on January 27th, so before he signed the plea deal on March 1st, is an amended condition of release. And it specifically says, directed to participate in a program of inpatient or outpatient mental health treatment and counseling, the defendant must follow the rules and regulations of that program. At his first detention hearing in Alabama, the court had gone over that Mr. James, like so many veterans, diagnoses PTSD, anxiety, depression. It's the triple play that we see of working with veterans, knowing veterans, and being in the community trying to provide support to them. As an experienced litigation attorney, whenever there is a mental health question, even in the history of a person who apparently had not needed help since 2015, so good stretch of years, things were going good, family's going good, business is going good, the DOJ, I think, has been completely insensitive to the question of mental health issues this entire time. They're hell-bent on a particular narrative. They just want to accomplish what they're out to accomplish, and this is just a piece of collateral damage as far as they're concerned. So me, I'm looking at this saying, is it even a valid plea statement of offense that goes on and on for pages and pages of things he couldn't possibly know if he's starting to suffer at a level that the court is jumping in to say, we need to get you some treatment? To me, there's a question of justice here.
Okay. I need you to hold right there. We'll pick this up on the other side. That's good. That's a good place to hold off on. Paloma is following details that you're not going to see anywhere. You're not going to see anybody reporting on them or talking about them. This is all best swept under the rug because the mainstream media picks and chooses what you're going to get to partake of. They know better. They know better than you do. You don't know what you need to know. Right, Paloma? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A recent study done by AARP finds that over 87% of American voters want Congress to act to lower drug prices. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke with Stephen Colbert.
They are struggling right now to lower the cost of prescription drugs. They got 1,500 lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to make sure that we continue paying the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. So when Biden says we got to lower the cost of prescription drugs, that Medicare's got to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical industry, as the VA now does, the overwhelming majority of the American people support him.
Also, a new federal report says that 3.5 million Americans age 65 and older cannot afford their needed prescription drugs.
As the war continues in Ukraine, the United Nations now estimates that more than 10 million people will end up fleeing their homes from Ukraine, including 4 million who may cross the border into neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News. European countries are now also dumping Russian vodka, and with the story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
European countries and supermarket chains have started banning Russian vodka to show their distaste for Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The government-controlled alcohol monopolies in Finland and Sweden were the first to ban liquors sourced from Russia on Monday, followed by the authorities in Norway on Tuesday. Major supermarket brands across the three Baltic states also banned Russian vodka. They went one step further and banned all goods originating from Russia as well.
Ken Duberstein, President Ronald Reagan's chief of staff during his final year in office, passed away. He was 77. Duberstein was a close confidant and advisor to Reagan, serving in the White House at the beginning of the Republican president's first term in office and in the home stretch of his second term. He resigned in 1983 and joined a lobbying firm, only to be called back to the White House in 1987. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Just so you know, Paloma, it's almost semi-professional. I've got your picture up there, and it says Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, added on the. It's almost like I meant for it to be that way.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, anyway. Back to where we were. We were talking about this young fellow that such a, you know, I can only imagine. You know, after we pulled out of Afghanistan the way we did,
yeah.
I felt the need to get on the air and say, you guys that were over there, you guys did your job. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I feel I've been out of the military for 32 years, and I feel like I enabled a bunch of junk by being ready to defend this country, that a bunch of status quo nonsense, and I can only imagine the sense of betrayal that this young man you're discussing probably felt.
At the very least, it has to be confusing. You must, in your own mind, be saying, wait, this isn't the Constitution I thought I was defending. Is this really how this works? You know, was I mistaken? Was I so young at 18 and 19 to follow in my uncle's footsteps, which apparently was his story of inspiration to enlist voluntarily as a young man and go off and fight on behalf of this country? And then in the case of Mr. James, for example, his case was originally scheduled to go to trial in January. Then it got moved to April. Then it got moved to July. And the current trial date, but for the fact that he's now had a plea deal, is November of this year. So this constant even chasing of the carrot while me personally, with all my experience, am watching the prosecution do things I have not seen before and that I do not believe are permitted at law, but it is happening. And so psychologically, this is a young man that withstood multiple surgeries, including the insertion of some plates to his face following his jaw being shattered in that accident. And now it's this. It's the justice system on top of him. And I'm not suggesting that there may not be a question of fact as to what happened. He was inside the Capitol, apparently, for 7 minutes. And in those 7 minutes, he did engage with one or more members of D.C. Metro Police. But there is a question of fact. The defense had pled straight along that he said, "Do you want to get out?" and was making an offer to help them get out. The prosecution says I can't say it on the air, "Get the F out."
Yeah.
In other words, that it was an affirmative assault. Now, if we put it in the context of the Oath Keepers, if we look at his wife's testimony at the first detention hearing, this is someone who at least four separate times that his wife testified went off to help victims of hurricanes and other natural disaster without pay, out of the goodness of his heart. So as a jury person, as part of the American public, I'm looking for this trial. I want to be able to assess the credibility of Joshua Jane. And I want the FBI agent who testified at his detention hearing to testify at trial. Why? Because that FBI agent told the judge in Alabama he was so impressed of reading Mr. James's record that he was looking forward to meeting him. He apologized to the family when he put Mr. James in handcuffs and said he had to, that that was the protocol. And as he drove away from the man's house in Alabama, their first stop was McDonald's. The FBI agent bought some food for Mr. James to eat in the car because he was concerned the 90-minute drive to Birmingham, the nearest court to do the arraignment, would be long otherwise. Now, that to me is Joshua James, and I want to hear his side of the story. And we've got a system that didn't work right, and I can understand why a person will take a plea. Absolutely. I've been saying that since the beginning of this. But now we don't know the truth.
Right.
Now we don't have testimony, the presentation of evidence, the cross-examination of witnesses, and we don't have a jury of our peers sitting there watching people, evaluating credibility, and helping us to understand.
Right.
We are now stuck with the DOJ story. We are now stuck with the January 6th Commission telling us what we're supposed to be thinking about January 6th and who we are.
Well,
persons who support the Second Amendment, or are members of militia, or are members of Oath Keepers,
right,
and so forth.
Well, at least as far as right now is concerned, yeah. My hope is that Kevin McCarthy finds his inner man and has his fuse spined together.
Mm-hmm.
And when he takes over the House, you know, mm-hmm, I don't know, mm-hmm, maybe put Jim Jordan in charge of it, or who else would be good? I don't want to. I can't think of. Jordan is my. Right now, Jordan's the only one I really know of that actually is shaking and burning. Put him in charge of that commission and let him go out there and run the commission. I would. As a matter of fact, if I thought they would let me do it, I'd run for office just to try to be in charge of that investigation.
Well,
and I would hire you to whisper in my ear so I would know what to say. But I would do it simply because I want to take it that there's a great many, every time they take a plea deal, right, this is mm-hmm evidence and truth we're never going to hear.
Yes.
Are we?
That is correct, because that is the end of the case. So I can go ahead and tell your listeners that since January 6th, my dear Kevin, you know, my partner, and I have been committed to the long haul on this, and once sentencing is over for several of these persons who I've been following, we'll be reaching out. We'll be trying to do interviews. We are committed to spending the money, to traveling, to getting to talk with them in person. If they will talk to us, then let's see if we can help bring that story forward. But Joshua James's plea deal contains that darn paragraph number 9, and that is the agreement to act as a covert operative for the federal government.
Right.
With no expiration date.
Right.
And it's just buried. It's buried in the middle of all of these pages, and I'm thinking to myself, has he read this? I mean, was it truly
what about his lawyer? When
his signature?
Wouldn't his lawyer have known about this?
They should. They should. It's tough for me to know because I'm not running around with these lawyers kind of in the same building, even if I'm not on the case,
right,
to be judging what's going through people's minds. And in this case specifically, which is why I really wanted to bring it to the forefront, Joshua James is not alone. I have seen this provision in a few other orders of late. People are really starting to get very worn down in this process. You know, multiple indictments, multiple trial dates, adjournments, legal papers flying all around.
Is this lawfare?
Lawyers are changing. So.
Is this what they call lawfare?
Yes. Oh, yeah. This 100% is absolutely a full-on assault by the U.S. Department of Justice. Oh. I mean, they've got 9,500 attorneys. They just churn through them. It doesn't matter to them. It's just the next attorney signing a piece of paper.
Before we get too far into this, right, coming up on the next break, how do they find you?
2ampatriot.com.
Go check it out. Paloma Capana, she never sleeps, I don't guess. Anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We have been talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, about the January 6th debacle, false erection, whatever you want to call it, and all of the miscarriages of justice and the couple of glaring examples of how this is sort of reminiscent of the Gretchen Whitmer abduction conspiracy. I wonder what would be next. Anyway, I digress. We're going in a different direction now. Let's go. Have at it, young lady.
Let's take the mental health topic just a little bit further, and let's do it in the context of things we will never know. This week, sadly, Defendant Matthew Perna, P-E-R-N-A, also a young man from Sharpsville, Pennsylvania, age 37, took his own life. His funeral was yesterday. He was charged with being at the Capitol on January 6th, of entering the Capitol building after the doors were already open, and doing things like chant, USA, USA. These are some of the allegations in the indictment against him.
Really? That's the allegations?
Yes. Yes. He apparently shot about 8 minutes worth of video in the 20 minutes that he was there. At all times, he remained between the red velvet, you know, stanchions.
Right.
That they have to guide the visitors. And then he exited. He has no prior criminal history. He became photo number 73. So one of the first photographs that was released by D.C. Metro Police, two tipsters reached out to the FBI, and when he heard from local law enforcement that the FBI was interested in speaking with him, he turned himself in. At the initial appearance on January 25th, I mean, look at how quickly this was compared to January 6th. A couple weeks later, the DOJ went on record to the court saying they were not seeking pretrial detention. He entered a plea of not guilty. There were 6 court appearances. He's been represented by the same attorneys throughout. And November 18th of 2021 decided he would take a plea deal. They took a slightly different tack than what I'm used to seeing in these cases, though there isn't actually a plea letter. I do not know what the DOJ was going to recommend regarding sentencing, but his charges, indeed the indictment itself is 2 pages, his charges compared to where I have been focusing for the past year, his charges are so light and so small. And given that we have more than 125 people already settled out, and there's already a statistical array of, you know, what kinds of probation and so forth that people are receiving, but his family's obituary says this country broke his heart, that there were people who were bullying and accosting him for participating in January 6th, even in his town. And I don't want to be seen as, if you will, kind of using him to grandstand. I simply want to say this. We've got to get back to a very clear understanding that allegations mean only allegations. The burden of proof is on the Department of Justice. And right now, as we are speaking, as you are listening, as you're going on about your day, is the very second day of trial for one defendant, Mr. Reffitt, associated with January 6th. So this is the first time in 15 months that the DOJ has actually had to do any courtroom work. And we'll see how his trial turns out. But a loss, a real loss, that we do not have Mr. Perna's voice. He does not have his opportunity to have his day in court.
Right.
And he did not have the respect of people waiting for the criminal justice system to do what it is capable of doing when it functions properly.
Right.
So we're going to have to do better, all of us, concerning the defendants of January 6th.
Okay, so here's a couple of questions on this one. Now, I never get picked to be on a jury. That's because when they get up there, they say, all right, name and occupation. As soon as you say radio host, and if they know where you're at, and if anybody's ever heard of you, no lawyers are going to seat you. So I don't get to serve on a jury. But, I mean, in what way, when you say we need to do better, which I don't disagree with you that we do, but, I mean, short of plating up and riding in to the DOJ and, you know, becoming brigands and pillaging and raping and burning and all the other things that, you know, those kind of bandits used to do back in the good old olden days, pre-DOJ, that I don't know what does the normal person do to rein in the DOJ?
A couple of things straight off the top. Number one, register to vote, and number two, serve on juries. Don't take every excuse under the sun to not have to do it. And don't tell me that you're not registered to vote because that's how you get on juries. That's not how it works. But be available to serve on a jury. You can actually go to your commissioner of juries in your local county, and you can actually say, you know what, I've got a break in my schedule coming up. Let me do my duty now. So, you know, you don't have to wait for that notice to come in the mail. You can actually jump in and say, I'd like to be available for the next pool that you pull. And a lot of people don't know that, but we have to be part of the juries for criminal defendants, for handgun charges, for assault and battery charges.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's part of what I think we have to start to reconfigure as being as important as voting and kind of get those two things going. Another thing is, in every county and in many states, prosecutors are elected at the county level and your attorney general at the state level. Get involved in those campaigns.
We need
your local. Yeah.
At some point, when you have a moment, I don't like to knock you off your path, but I want to talk to you at some point. We're not going to do it today, but we're going to have to talk about the Sorosian DAs.
Well, but that's why we need to get involved in DA campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's inside baseball for me to be saying your DAs are elected You know, go to your local Republican, conservative, right, independent committees and get involved in those campaigns. Help do door knocking for a district attorney candidate. It's another, you know, we all get jazzed about supporting our local sheriff. And that's great.
Sure.
But they got a mob, right? Okay, who's running for DA? So, you know, that's, again, that's just another one of those. What are some of the things that we can do? We can try to ensure that the prosecutors are our elected candidates and they are talking to us because we are sitting in the jury box and the guy or the gal sitting there accused gets a fair shake. I'm not saying we're going to let them off every time.
Does a DA
accused, but,
does a DA have to be an attorney?
I believe yes.
Okay.
I think that the exception that people try to mention to me sometimes is town judges.
Oh, okay.
In many jurisdictions, do not have to be a practicing attorney. But
right.
Yes, I believe for most jurisdictions I've ever looked at, yes, a licensed attorney in that jurisdiction.
We're running out of time, Paloma, once again. Paloma, whenever Paloma wants to talk about something, she texts me, and if things go well, it's like next day. I try to be Johnny on the spot, although I'm probably not EMT reliable. But I'm trying to be pretty quick on this. But, yeah, we got to talk about the Sarosian DAs next time, maybe sometime next week, if you got the time to do it.
Would love to.
All
and
right.
Bill, I have just a tiny PSA for today. If
well,
we might just end
15
the show.
15 seconds. 15 seconds.
Let's give everybody the crisis hotline for suicide prevention. 800-273-8255. There are trained professionals. Bill cares. I care. You're going to get someone like us on that phone. Don't give up.
Thank you, Paloma.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.